Cowardly people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Don't take it personally. It's one of the four agreements in Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. And it is such powerful advice and so hard to live. We're so vulnerable to reacting to something people say or do to us and thinking that somehow it is about us. So when someone says, I'm not coming to your party, or you're not getting the job that you want, or the client that I used to coach who would start each session by saying, I hope you have some better questions this time. When I don't take those things personally, when I realize that almost everything I encounter from other people has more to do with their story and less to do with mine, it is so freeing. It can ease up what might otherwise be a reaction. Sometimes I feel like a monkey on the string, and depending on if you say nice things to me, I'm perky, and if you say things that are harsh or don't meet my expectations, like returning a phone call, my strings are slack. What would it be like if I cut those strings? Not taking it personally is a really powerful way to start disengaging me from a reactive pattern. If you've been on the other side of something someone has taken personally, like you have not returned their call and they're hurt by it, you know that maybe you didn't return their call because you didn't have an answer yet. Maybe you didn't return your call because you forgot. Maybe you didn't return their call because you've been too busy. So when you're on the receiving end of not getting a returned phone call or not getting a reaction like you expect, why do we jump to that it's a personal thing? Why do we make up a story that it's about us? Well, there's a good reason psychologically. It is a pattern that we share as human beings, that we reflexively take things personally, and yet we don't have to. We can learn how to disengage from being so reactive to having everybody pull our strings. So how do you start? I mean, I have known don't take it personally for more than 20 years. I have known that I make up a story. And so the very, very first place to start is to understand how powerful it is to react. An important thing to add in here is this. We can always learn. So if we do get some feedback, if we do get a reaction, it's always helpful to look at our part. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying we are perfect or we don't have something to learn. But what I am saying is we don't have to give our power away. We don't have to let other people be pulling our strings. Instead, we can get curious. What's going on? I wonder what's going on for them. That gives us a little bit of space between when something happens and our reflexive, non-thinking response. I love, and I'll paraphrase Viktor Frankl when he says, there is a space between a stimulus and a response. And in that space lies our freedom and our growth. So when something happens that I'm taking personally, it's predictable that I'll be reactive, but it's not inevitable because there is that space where I could notice it and wonder, I wonder what's going on for them. I wonder what's behind what just happened or didn't happen that I have reacted to. And to know that most of what other people do and say to us, even criticizing us, is more a projection of their story than about us. It's powerful to get that we are bit players in other people's dramas. And when we can open our hearts to whatever's going on for them and to ourselves when we find ourselves reacting, we can start disentangling from our reflexive response to taking things personally. Let me close with a quote from Miguel Ruiz in the book, Four Agreements. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others do and say is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim of needless suffering.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.